Sweet home Chicago, or is it, Parker, without Cade Horton? I guess we're going to find out, because the Cubs and the Padres are going at it this week at Wrigley Field. This is going to be a fun one, I think.
Yeah, I can't agree more. We got the NLCS 1984 rematch. I know you all got, you all were staring at that one. Couldn't wait for this to happen. It is the Cubs' first playoff appearance since 2018. And I mean, the Padres at this point are a perennial fixture in the playoffs. And we're just excited to get to see them take another hack at figuring everything out. In game one, it's Nick Pivetta and Shota Imanaga. And like, I don't know, man, I think this is going to come down to like performances of starting pitchers and see what can happen. Because interestingly enough, I don't know that both of these teams are in a position where they're super stoked about the current state of their starting pitching going into the wild card series. So like, I don't know. How do you feel? How do you feel about the game one matchup specifically, Pivetta and Imanaga?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, Parker, this may be the first, the only game one matchup in the wild card where we have two future Hall of Pretty Good inductees going against each other. So I'm excited because Nick Pivetta is such a mid guy. All right.
Yep. He's pretty good.
He's having pretty damn good season. Shota Imanaga is interesting because we know he came back from Japan. He came from Japan, a lot of experience pitching in big moments in Japan. However, this is going to be his first MLB postseason experience from the left side. He is not someone that's going to blow you away. He is not someone that is going to go ahead and put, you know, 10 Ks per nine on you. So I get a little, when it comes to the matchups here, I do think the Padres do have the advantage just going off of what Nick Pivetta has done this season and his recent outings. I think that's advantage Padres. I do want to, since we're talking about pitching, just off the top, I feel like I would have said this series or talked about this series a lot different with a Cade Horton in the Cubs rotation than I do right now. I really think this has put the Cubs in a precarious position without Cade Horton. They do not have a number one. They do not have ace talent in that rotation right now. As you can tell by Shota Imanaga starting that first game, that second game, probably going to be a Matthew Boyd. Is it a Jameson Taillon? Who the hell knows? Like, I'm very concerned for the Cubs pitching staff right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And when Justin Steele went down at the beginning of the season, we all kind of knew that this would be the case with the Cubs moving forward. And Justin Steele is like, he's a very good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. He's not like this Hall of Fame world beater that is going to be put down in the history books as an all-time great. Like, he's a very good pitcher, and he's a very good pitcher in his own right. And he was your ace. And when he went down, it was like, oh, man, we are in trouble. Yeah. And you and I talked about this on the pod when it happened. Like, this Cubs team was set up to succeed. It was set up to win right now, especially when they were able to acquire Kyle Tucker from the Astros via trade. It was like, we need to win right now because we only get 1 year of this guy. And then Steele goes down. And then they still find a way to make their way into the playoffs. And, you know, like, it wasn't the way we thought. Like, at the beginning of the season, it seemed like they were going to have to win, not have to win the division, but it looked like they were going to win the division. And then Kyle Tucker starts having struggles, and the Milwaukee Brewers become the best team in the history of ever. And now all of a sudden we find them in a postseason series that's going to be balanced on the edge of a knife, because even the Zips projections, we'll get to it, have no clue what to do with this series. This could go legitimately either way. But I do think that there's something that pushes this series over the edge. And it's a kind of the combination of the fact that the Cubs lineup has been kind of inconsistent. Like, right now, think about it right now. Who can you count on showing up in this postseason series in that Cubs lineup? Absolutely. Like, this guy's going to hit 280 and have like a 750 OPS.
This is where I struggle, because the only person is Kyle Tucker. And even so, I have doubts because of his recent injuries. So even he is in a lock, and that's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you start thinking about, like, oh, man. Now, don't get me wrong. If they all click, if Michael Bush, Nico Horner, Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, if they're all hitting, okay, like this actually just might be a series that the Cubs run away with. But the problem is if they're having some issues with half of their lineup, and then we talk about the strengths of the Padres, these guys that have been to the postseason before, a Manny Machado, a Fernando Tatis, a lineup that has been proven in the postseason, a guy like a Luis Arraez, who you know is going to put the bat on the ball and good things will happen because of that. If they find themselves with a lead in the fourth, fifth inning, all of a sudden this Padres bullpen is so good that this game just ends in like two outs left in the fourth inning.
Yeah, I mean, to go back to your question, though, and this kind of maybe exhibits the oddity of this Cubs lineup right now and the inconsistency. Your best hitter, it probably is Michael Busch, right? It is probably the most consistent of the Busch, Tucker, kind of Crow Armstrong trio here, if we can call them the three best hitters. And so your point, though, is so good. You get into the middle of the game, the deep end of the game, and you're going against one of the best, I would argue the best bullpen in baseball with the Padres. They're throwing out Suarez, Estrada, and then you get to Mason Miller. We're going to see Mason Miller in meaningful playoff baseball. Sign me up. Like this guy, if you're getting into the ninth going against Mason Miller, I'm sorry that the game's locked down. I mean, it is.
Even guys like minor guys in that bullpen, like Morjon, throw 98 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're number one in opponent batting average. So, folks, that is, they have the lowest batting average against that bullpen, and they just shut down those late innings. So it's going to come down to, for me, it'll come down to two things for the Cubs, I think, is making sure that that offense is clicking, because you kind of alluded to it, right? If they're hitting, this is one of the best offenses in baseball. They showed it for half a season. This is an elite offense when they're all clicking. But number two, Parker, I love the Cubs up the middle defense. It is one of the most important parts of this game to have stellar defense at short center and second. And when you have a Dansby Swanson, a Nico Hoerner, and a Pete Crow Armstrong up the middle, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah, I think that these guys are just going to come together and put on a show. Like all three of those performers as a defensive unit in the middle of the field. You talk about defense up the middle. It's going to be something special for the Cubs, and that's going to give them advantage in this series. Now, for me, it's the X factors that play into this series that turn it into something that's like less certain than the other ones in that we've talked about. Like two of the series that we've already previewed and two of the series we've already talked about, two of the series that we made videos about that you should go click on, are like 65+% projected by Zips as who's going to win the series. And you should go watch them to go figure out which ones those are. But like this one has some X factors at play that actually bring those projections in towards the middle a little bit. And I'm interested to think, who do you think is the biggest X factor for the Padres coming out of this?
Well, you know, I think about the Padres and I go back to the offense, because when you look at that Padres offense, they're the bottom in the MLB with hard hit rate and they're bat to ball. I mean, they don't really have much thump consistently. I mean, unfortunately, they're missing Ramon Laureano, who's not going to be in the series. He's been one of their better bats, if not their best consistent bat, which means someone has to step up. And so for me, the X factor becomes someone who it was hot in September, who's a proven October bat, and that's your man, Manny Machado. If he brings pristine, kind of classic Manny Machado to Wrigley, and he's hitting bombs and getting on base and smacking doubles in the gaps, think that has the potential to turn this series into something interesting for the Padres.
Yeah, no, I can't agree more. And I think that the Cubs also have this like uncertainty surrounding their production as it goes into the series. And you mentioned it earlier. I think Michael Busch is a massive X factor for this team. Whether or not he continues to be their best offensive player throughout the series is huge. Like, does he actually contribute offensively? And when he does, this lineup is nuclear. Like, it's very good. But there's another name on this team that I think is an even bigger X factor. And that's because he's kind of been the X factor their entire season, going back to when we watched them play Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. And that's Crow Armstrong, a guy who can score from second on a pass ball that just squirrels like 10 feet away from home plate. A guy who brings an element of defense, speed, and offensive explosiveness that very few people in this game can boast. Like, he is genuinely one of the most exciting players in all of baseball. And he, in a three-game series, I think becomes somebody who can genuinely change the complexion and the trajectory of an entire three-game series just with a couple strong plays in game one or two. And all of a sudden now it feels like, God, every time this guy comes up, he's doing some damage. God, every time we hit a ball in his direction, he's scooping it up like a vacuum. And so I think if Pecrow Armstrong truly finds his place in October for the first time, because this will be his first postseason action as a member of him, as a member of a big league ball club, I think Pecrow Armstrong could genuinely turn this franchise on its head, especially because the projections are so incredibly close.
It is so important to really consider how special Pecrow Armstrong is in the context of a postseason, because you look at, I think of some of the guys that all the teams like to acquire for a postseason run, like guys like the intangible guys, like a Billy Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. Get me a guy off the bench who can get me the extra base or two.
Terrence Gore.
Now what? Terrence Gore, right? Famous Kansas City Royal, stealing bases left and right. But those guys, now imagine you have one of those guys on your team for a postseason run who is faster and a better base runner and can hit for power and can hit for average and can catch literally everything within a 200-yard radius. Like, that blows my mind. I don't know that we've ever seen a player like that in the postseason to the degree that Pecrow Armstrong has these intangibles. It's amazing. It's going to be amazing to watch.
Mark my words, there will come to be a big moment in this series, maybe even in game three. There will be a runner or two in scoring position for the Padres, and somebody will barrel a ball into the gap. And Pecrow Armstrong will take what would be a bases-clearing double and turn it into out number three, and the Cubs will get out of that inning because of the absolute freak of nature that he is. Mark my words.
I see it happening. I see it happening. I see Pecrow Armstrong stealing home, and that's always just a treat to watch that. So, but Parker, it for me, what we really need to be looking at, and I think what ultimately the storyline is going to be for this three-game series, is it's going to be a Padres bullpen combined with the experience that this Padres team has playing in big postseason series versus the Cubs just lineup balance or offensive balance and what they're able to do with their offense and their defense. The pitching, I think, is going to continue to be an open question for them. It's kind of a prove it to me sort of scenario for them. And we'll see how it plays out. But I think this one is going to be a close series. I think it's going to keep us on our toes and most likely for three games.
Three games. Okay. So if you think it's going three games, first of all, I keep hinting at how close the projections are. Right now, it's basically 50-50. Zips gives the Padres a slight edge at not even 51%, but slightly above 50. So where are you at?
Wow, Anthony, do I just regret saying out loud three games? Maybe. This is hard for me, Parker. This is the hardest of the four, I think. And I am going to go Padres in three.
Really?
I am. And I think just to mimic what we've already been talking about, I struggle with believing in this Cubs rotation. Like when the Padres have their offense going, they're scoring 5, 6, 7, 10, 13 runs a game. I mean, this is a team. All it takes is a couple good innings to then run away with this, and you're giving it to that bullpen? Like, I'm sorry. Like, that could do the Cubs in. I'm doing Padres in three.
All right, man. Well, I got to tell you, I hope that you feel – I hope you feel something for the fact that you just betrayed your homeland. I hope that you feel for the fact that you just went against your brethren, because at the end of the day, I don't know that it's as close as Zips has it. I think Michael Bush does have a good season, good series. I think Pecrow Armstrong lights the world on fire. And I think Shota Imanaga comes out, gives you minimum five shutout innings coming out in game one. And I think that the Cubs in three games, do squeak this game, this series out. And I think that they do move on, and that they will move on and play deeper into the postseason. I think the Padres' run is going to end a little early this year because the Cubs, I personally think that they're going to win this series.
Wow. Well, I mean, what a great sample size for Zips right here. 50-50. Done.
There it is.
Wow. All right, folks. Well, we're going to be going to Wrigley this week. Well, not literally. I would love to be going to Wrigley this week. But Late Night Baseball is going to be following all that's happening at Wrigley this week. It's going to be Cubs. It's going to be Padres. It's going to be intense. It's going to be speed. There's going to be offense. There'll be pitching just for the Padres, not for the Cubs. But it'll all be there, and it'll be very exciting. So let's follow it together.